Right, so you just heard what happened back in December when we spoke to little Jordan. We had a special day planned for him where he would come to Radio 1 and meet all his favourite DJs. That was back in December. Today is the day of the trip and he's here now. Hi, huh?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah? You're right. How was your day so far?
Yeah, it was good.
What have you been doing?
I was at the Eye of London and then I went to...
Where did he go?
Tower of London?
Yeah.
Tower of London. And did you go on the London Eye as well?
Yeah.
Any good?
Yeah, very good.
Excellent. So have you been then? Because it's been like 6 months since we spoke to you. So have you been since?
I've been really good.
Yeah? Still looking after your mum?
Yeah.
Mum just put two fingers in her mouth there.
Right, let's speak to Mum. How's he been?
He's been doing really well, so he has.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Still looking after you?
Yeah, still looking after me well.
Very good. Okay.
He's looking after me as well. Do you know
what?
That?
What?
He's bought me an Easter egg.
I know. Right, listen. He's got a present for you and me and Laura, so thank you so much
for that.
Nice. That's really good. I got a Dougal Magic Roundabout in chocolate, which is great. So thanks for my present.
Okay.
Is it quite weird seeing what Radio 1 is like? Because I know you're a big fan, you listen every day.
Yeah, it's quite strange.
Is it strange?
Yeah, I didn't think it would be like that.
What did you... I know. What did you think it would be like? More impressive, maybe?
Well,
yeah, just different. Okay. Yeah.
Tidier, more glamorous.
Yeah, all that. Right, listen, if you could just hang out for the rest of the show, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I've got a little surprise for you, Chopper, which you don't know about yet.
No.
Which we recorded with Jordan a little bit earlier on. Don't tell him what it is yet, okay?
Right, okay.
You need to watch your back.
Really?
Yeah. We'll play it to you just after 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Just something we recorded earlier.
I don't trust you.
This is Chris Brown.
And at the World Snooker, hang on a second. Sorry, Jimmy White is 4-2 down to David. Don't shake your head at me, to David Gray, yeah. And Nigel Bond is 7-6 up on Stephen Hendry.
There's more from us at 5:45.
See, it's like the little attention to detail, like that there, the little slip ups that, like, you know, you need to watch your back, really.
Breaking sport's very difficult to deal with.
Check this out. One.
With the lunchtime sport, it's Jordan Nelson.
It's the biggest night in Arsenal season so far. They face Villarreal in the first leg of their Champions League semi-final. All the talk still about Thierry Henry's future. He says he'll sign a deal in his own time. He's shown the commitment on the pitch and just wants to talk football.
I think sometimes it's a bit of a shame that always, you know, people single me out and try to speak about other stuff. Let's talk about the semi-final of the Champions League.
Well, if Arsenal do get through to the final at the moment, it looks like they'll face Barcelona.
Ronaldinho clips a lovely ball into the penalty area and Ludovic Julie is there with the volley. And that's the away goal that Barcelona were looking for. And they've stunned the San Siro.
Wigan are just 3 points off a place in the UEFA.
And it went on for another minute after that. And can I just say that was one take as well?
Are you after my job?
Yes.
So soften me up with an Easter egg, hey? And then behind my back, you're doing that?